Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Oh, this is Jim. Jim. How are you? Hey. Happy Valentine's Day. I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And I wish you to be a wonderful special day for all. All of you. We go out to dinners, canned chocolate candy, cards, flowers, all the things associated with that. And it's like this lesson, happy Valentine's Day. Today's lesson is the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And we're going to start with this. Be strong, great, you shall put these people in possession of the land that swore to their ancestors. Yet, only be strong and well placed, and be careful to act in accordance with all the law and the ceremonies of men. That turn to the right hand or to the left, so that you make it successful wherever you go. This book of the law is not brought out of the mountain. You shall meditate on it day and night, to let careful to act and work all the book. Then you shall make it be very prosperous, and you shall be successful. Let me give the background on this. Joshua had followed Moses for a number of years. As you remember, Joshua was the most when the people were delivered out of Egypt. He was like Moses' right-hand man. And one thing about Joshua, he was brave, he was courageous. He saw what God had done, and he never wavered from it. And he saw where he believed in God. He actually saw not only saw what God did, believed it, and he actually lived it. And there came the time when Moses passed the torch to Joshua. And he implored Joshua to be courageous. They keep on going. To do all that God told them. And when Moses died, the Lord gave the strength. And shared the same thing with Moses. Be strong and courageous. I think also here is that God also said to Joshua, and I will be with you. I think Joshua always knew that God would be. But God gave him that assurance that he was going to be. And further encouraged, that's something that we all need. And I'm sure that's all something done at some point in our lives. And, you know, one thing I noticed before I retired, I figured out what I would do. And I said years before that I would do something with my life, I didn't know what it meant. I think when you can do faith, that takes a lot of courage to do that. It takes a lot of courage to do for it. So, when you do. Tackle a new responsibility, a job, or a new hobby, or maybe do something that maybe you abandoned to do again, now that you have more time to kind of pursue them. But, you know, there is always a thing that, you know, what if I can't do it anymore? What if I can't do it anymore? What if I can't do it anymore? see that people really like, you're going to have your naysayers, you know, so you're going to be much they can't, you never do that in your life. How could you do that? And again, then, as you're that childhood baby, maybe she might told you that you could do something. So if that's all you heard in your childhood, all you heard in your workplace, including it, other places. But if you take out these years, when you're stepping out in faith, you know, sure, I understand all the nervous, scared, that's part of it. So we all have been through it. I know I have. And it takes a lot of courage. You know, you're not going to be successful right away. You may not be. For many reasons. You know, maybe go ahead, halt the game in the beginning. It's like, you know, my baby runs to walk, baby steps. You know, he'll try to walk, he'll fall, but he'll get up and try again. And then one day, he'll walk. That's how we take on new challenges. Also, we are baby steps. And proceed on. So, what about a person who always loved art, the drawing teacher? Somehow he or she didn't believe it. They were really good, but they weren't in the media or getting a lot of publicity or getting a bunch of shows. And just because you don't get a bunch of shows, you just because you're not being there, get all the headlines, that does not mean you aren't good artists. Good artists are good artists, whether or not they get any publicity. Art can be very therapeutic. Not only for you yourself, but it can be therapeutic for somebody else. So I just looked at the fact that I'm a poet, writer, and I've done an open mics inside of my poetry and the physics. I'm not looking for any notoriety, but I've had a person come to say they were touched by the words. You know, and I'm happy. I was very happy. I was happy that the words had something to do with. And when you choose to go in another direction, that takes some time. I had this short story essay for but in towards my family, I felt that all of my essays before stopped, so I grabbed my hand poetry. I was 63 when I started. Before that, if I had written maybe a dozen poems in my life, that was a lot. But I tried my hand poetry. And been doing it ever since. I remember the first poem that I wrote, "It Flies." You know, it just, some guy just gave me this guy just book. I put my pen to paper, and the words just spoke. That was me, that was God. There's misconception. All poetry has a rhyme, but the vast majority of poetry is a rhyme. There are all kinds of poetry. And I wrote many poems. I write many poems. I've written the last year, so I've written 50 poems. And it took a lot of courage for me to do that. Why? I was learning some a writing form that I had gotten very, very good at. And this is something, this avenue that I had been trying to do growth. And always, like I said, but you find that. It is courage. It takes courage. It's knowledge. You need to go and go to the structure. Age is not clear. You may be learning things that are older for the time and change. The change is okay. I was going to say, this is not frightful. Bravery is not even valid. Only bravery, standing up for law in the face of standing up against law, in the face of opposition. So saying that you have to do this, so long as you stand up, that takes courage. It's courage to do something, do the right thing. It's not courage. It takes courage to go forward. When everybody says, you can't do it. I imagine Joshua had his own sin. But God gave him the courage. Moses encouraged him. God gave him the courage. And I do believe that Joshua already had bravery and courage to be his life on him. The other aspect of bravery and courage is to find it. No wonder if that verse second part of verse 7, Joshua chapter 1, second part of verse 7. Not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. So that they are successful wherever you go. Things in a single body, don't let things throw you off course, either to the left or to the right. I think some people are more successful because of their single body. They don't have a lot of side issues, altogether, of course, it's ongoing. It has nothing to do with intelligence, either. You get distracted from all the other things. No, you have to reach the goal that you want to call you distracted. But a person is in a positive focus. And they see the big picture. They stay focused until they reach their goal. And it does take a lot of courage, a lot of strength, also perseverance. Stand with it, stay, but stick to it, I like to say. To stay with it, to battle through some maybe mistakes. You bow through your own mountains. Ignore all the naysayers and the negative people who say you can't do it. Sometimes you have to defy convention. But just because something is conventional, it doesn't mean that it's the only way to do it. Some of my favorite authors decide to mention today. Jack Kerouac, the famous speechwriter, he wrote a form called Spontaneous Prose. When I first read it, I was wondering if the guy was fucking out of it. It's nuts. But as I read some of his later work, I understood what his mind symptoms. I did the same thing when I read, first read Shakespeare. Prior to taking the course of Shakespeare, I read Romeo and Juliet. And I had to negotiate some of the language that they spoke at that time period, in that time period. And by the time I took the courses, you know, I went through, but now I understood the language that was being given. But it's a lot of courage. I want to. And I have my reservation. Yes. But I decided to talk. I look back now which particular instance what the other thing I like to say is that some of the flowers hit good at good for all the day. I also believe that God is in a vision with me, desires, it's just, you know, you still have to stay at the size of your heart. One goal I set this year is to try to get a full life play. And perhaps it's a goal that you have. If you realize, think about something you really want to do, how to play a part or an instrument. If you have the opportunity to travel to some places to do it yourself, maybe you want to take that art course. Maybe you want to learn how to crochet and men and women crochet as well as women. Conversely, women can do, there are a lot of women out there who know a lot about it about maintaining a car or a vehicle. So, you know, it's not limited. You know, it's not just limited to what gender you are or a role that gender that's assigned to you. There are many very well. There's a time there was a lady looking for women to play sports. Some of the best athletes in the world were women. Yeah. I mentioned earlier that had nothing to do with age. You have to be 60, 70, and 80, you know, maybe 90. I saw a lady teaching dance. She could do a split. She was 95 years old. 95 years old. She could do a split. So she's doing something that she does. But there's a new wonderful. Because they had the courage. They had the courage to follow their convictions. They had the courage to that they needed to change, they didn't stay mired in where they were. Not necessarily in a rut, but you know, there's when you want something else, that's what happens. Many people change their careers. Now, it takes, I mentioned earlier, it takes a lot of courage to do something. I could just imagine, you know, Joshua's thought, scripture doesn't say whether he had any doubts. I'm pretty sure he had questions. But I also believe that Joshua saw the bigger picture too. Because I think, Moses, single-mindedness and courage that he had, that they God will give us very sweet. takes first when something is so obvious. Now, one thing, piece of advice, never listen to your critics. There's too many times that you draw in. Perseverance. They will come. They will. And the third thing I would like to give to the Lord. Forgetting to single-mindedness. I think a lot of things that we have are I'm not going to say destroyed. You know, taken out, you know, or killed by distractions. Now, and it can be any little thing, you know, but by my say, you can't do this, you know, you can defend good, so it's well, you're going to have your kids. That's pretty much it. Also, the fact that, you know, our own doubts, or we're not famous enough, or we're not creative enough. Everybody's creative. So, one of the things I hear about. So maybe people in the arts don't act. Some of you say, well, you're not handsome, or you're not pretty enough. But you're a young lady. You know, or you don't have this, you don't have this, or you don't have that education. Some of the most creative people you know, never went to college, you know, or they went to state school, and some are done in late years. Some people have done it when they got married, So maybe they were a lawyer, or maybe the lawyer they wanted to write a play. Maybe they were a plumber, maybe they write some law stories. Maybe law some. Maybe they can write a mystery about blue power or whatever social issue. See, it's endless, you know, the ideas are endless. But conclusion, reading this passage from Joshua, you know, although that is single-mindedness, his perseverance, and his courage and faith. Because he followed a man he had the courage to believe, his predecessor both. So he had an example. And also, he had a belief, you know, he had belief, Moses, courage to keep God. Couldn't beat that. And Moses, story, they thought Joshua was success. And the thing he remembered most, God was doing every step of the way. And he never was straight, never straight. And I encourage you, Philip, you get your path, hold it, go out. Kind of go out to. So it takes courage. And you have done this story. And if you who are on it here and desire, go ahead. Do it. Just remember that God is taking every step to go. And it'd be good. And it'll be wonderful to download it. It's wonderful to do. It'd be wonderful to share with. And in turn, you may encourage
they see you doing something.
Something that you don't see that wholeheartedly at it. Maybe somebody else they have a chance to do it.
They see you doing something good and they've encouraged them. It's your sympathy.
So, you know, have courage, take heart, be encouraged, persevere, stay at it, stick to it, be of a simple heart, and let everything stretch. Most important of all, God is with every step of the way.
And
I'd like to thank you for this episode of Genesis. Host Genevieve, and once again, I'd like to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And I look forward to the next time that we get together. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.